Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Now, this joke, before I tell it, is from the great Peter Siddle. Peter Siddle, Sidsy. So he sent this through, and I've got to go with it. Not that, well, you might like it, Rabs, but I'm not sure about it.
Right.
Here's Sids' joke.
Never good when you're just already putting the person under the bus.
Right. What did the policeman say to his belly button?
What did he say, Bill?
You're under a vest.
Oh, no. Is there meant to be an accent that goes with it or something?
No, you're under a vest. But luckily I can help him out here, Sids. I'm come from the other end with the new ball and I'll get a couple of wickets early.
Okay.
Do you know today starts Diarrhea Awareness Week? Did you know that?
No.
It runs all week.
Isn't it? It runs till Friday?
Well, till Friday. Well, all week. Doesn't matter. Runs all week. Doesn't it, Whit? Oh, don't tell me he's gone with that.
Only because he got a hat trick on his birthday.
Oh, Rat.
Sidsy.
You're going to come. Come on, Sidsy.
We love Sidsy. We love doing some good things down in Tassie.
Yeah, not in the joke front.
Oh, never call again.
More bananas for you, Sids.
Sids gave me that silly joke, so I'll start with another silly one. What did the Dalmatian say after lunch?
Not sure.
That hit the spot. That's a nice entree.
Far out.
Marcus gave me that one. Come
don't
on,
drag him into it.
What's the opposite of going from strength to strength?
Hey, here's me joke, but you ready?
Yes.
I was at the bar last night down the bot there and the waitress screamed, "Does anyone know CPR?" I said, "I know the whole bloody alphabet." Everyone laughed, of course. They were laughing, carried on, except for this one bloke.
It's just crap. They've just been horrible.
Except for this one bloke.
Yeah, I get
What happened to him?
Well, he was needed a bit of help.
There's only one option, Rats.
Nah, it's our final race.
Rats,
is it charity?
Charity. Not bad.
Not great either. That's
not bad.
How good's the pot on a summer's night, though? Even a spring one.
Oh, yeah. A couple of waters. Salad. Dalmatian one went well.
Yeah.
Which spot did it hit?
Ooh, scary.
Daisy.
Yes, Bill.
I quit my job at the helium factory. I won't be spoken to in that tone. That's an entree for you.
Yuck. That is so bad.
No, it's a
he tried
joke.
To elevate
oh, yeah, it.
But that was
bad.
The worst. And that's where we needed to get to.
Yeah, so that's an entree because it's the last week. So you're very lucky, the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah.
There even. They are. Because it's the last week. They get two. Two. Here we go. A Polish man.
Doing an accent?
How do Polish speak?
I don't know. Polish speak.
A Polish man was getting his eyes tested, and he went in to see the eye specialist there, and he brought out the card and, of course, put up the letters there. And she said, "Can you read these letters?" He said, "CRWINOKSTIZ." She goes, "Very good." Yeah, she goes, "Read them. I actually know the bloke."
So it's a play on surnames.
So that'd be it. Polish names.
Right.
I don't know if Daisy got it, but anyway. So
I don't know where to go from there. You've been so bad. The entirety of my stint in this chair, you've been absolutely horrific. Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any help, I see, from you.
Well, that's not my job.
And well, from Whitney or anyone?
I said the Rosie last week because it's our last week on air.
No,
I was
going to
play.
Have to.
I was going to play plastic every single day.
Yeah, but don't tell me you're going against it. Oh, Rab.
Yeah.
Nah, fair enough.
So disappointing.
Even the desk is flat about that.
The who?
The desk.
Oh.
What's happened?
Exhausting. Oh, Rab, see?
Oh, no, I just broke your painting.
That's mine!
Oh, no!
Oh, Daisy, actually, I don't want to tear this joke. It's bloody embarrassing.
Do it anyway.
I got my willy caught in my zip this morning. That's the last time I'm wearing those bloody zip-up boots.
It's recycled.
I know.
It's a ripper, though. It's a good game.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
See?
It's a good one, but you...
Rebs?
No, I like it. It's not realistic, but I like it.
Thank God that that's it. Ooh, wah,
wah, wah. Promise us a freshie tomorrow, please.
Jeez, it hurts.
Little ankle boots, too.
We've all seen Munich.
You are king of Geelong.
You are the king of Geelong.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Or not?
Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
Oh! Righto, here Let's we go. A little fruity one for you, Daze, to finish off the year. A little girl asks her mum, Mummy, how was I born? Her mother, misty-eyed, smiled and replied, Once upon a time, your daddy and I decided to plant a wonderful little seed. Daddy put it in the earth, and I took care of it every single day. The little seed grew more and more leaves, and in a few months it turned into a beautiful, healthy plant, Daisy.
Yes.
I think you know where I'm going. So we took the plant, we dried it, smoked it, and got so high that we f***ed without a condom. Can you beat that, please, Rat?
One last time, he's just gone berserk. Full bunta.
Oh, no.
Buffalo cowboy.
Buffalo soldier even.
Buffalo soldier even.
What happened, dude? That's plastic.
Yeah. Well done. We had to finish, on plastic.
Oh, well done, big. Oh. Outstanding.
Hose gave me that joke.
Don't have yourself a rest, mate. You deserve
it. Frothy time.
Oh,
where are the frothies, Whitney? Come on.
Thank you, Beans.
Well done.
Well done. Well done.
Hey, Daisy. Do your laugh.
Do your laugh.
See you January 23. Oh.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.